here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 5th of December, 2009. It's the birthday of the poet who wrote the well-known Christmas carol, "In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made moan, earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone." Christina Rossetti, born in London, 1830. Her parents were Italian. The children grew up speaking Italian and English. She started writing poetry as a young girl. Her brother, Dante Gabriel Rossetti, was an artist, a painter, who was in rebellion against the art conventions of the day, which he thought originated with the painter Raphael. So he and his fellow avant-garde radicals called themselves the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood. Christina was a popular poet in her own time, and she was a frequent model for her brother Dante's paintings. It's the birthday of the travel writer Kate Simon, born in Warsaw, 1912, grew up in the Bronx. She loved New York, and she wrote a city guidebook, New York Places and Pleasures, which is still in print. She started getting commissions to write travel books about cities and countries all over the world. She did that, and also wrote memoirs, Bronx Primitive, Portraits of a Childhood, and A Wider World, Portraits of an Adolescence, which came out in the 80s. It's the birthday of Joan Didion, born Sacramento, 1934, grew up in the Sacramento Valley. Her family had lived there for five generations. When she was a teenager, she typed out pages from Ernest Hemingway, and she said that typing out passages from A Farewell to Arms taught me the importance of absolute precision, of how every word and every comma and every absence of a word or comma can change the meaning, make the rhythm, make the difference. Her first novel was Run River, 1963, went on to write essays and journalism, novels, screenplays, seven of them co-written with her husband, John Gregory Dunn. He died of a heart attack in 2004, and a year later, their only daughter died. And Joan Didion wrote a memoir about her year of grief, the year of magical thinking. It was a big bestseller, won the National Book Award. And it's the birthday of John Barrett, born in Syracuse, New York, 1939, went to Harvard, wrote for the Lampoon, got a job at Esquire, worked there for more than 30 years. And one day, 1982, feeling overwhelmed by life in New York, he found a cheap weekend flight to Savannah, Georgia, and went there on a vacation. He loved the city. He liked the people who lived there, the stories they told. He took notes, finally moved to Savannah, lived there for 5 years, and then went back to New York and wrote a book. The book was Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. It came out in 1994. It was a huge bestseller on the New York Times bestseller list for more than 4 years. Here's a poem for today by Barry Spax entitled A Marriage. Clear now of our long struggle, I can hear your voice, its strength, the sweet coldness of river water, and I can see you as in the photograph with your father and sister, tall, pretty girl, pigtailed and freckled, led, misled, until you doubted your beauty, body, that you were one among us, a person like any other. And given distance, I think of you becoming smaller, but cheerful, the way the old are, with short white hair and an easiness you'd never known before, and me, incredibly, not there. A Marriage, a poem by Barry Spax, from Spax Street, New and Selected Poems, published by the Johns Hopkins University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.